creative imagination out there in the journalism, or especially on the stump from these candidates? Who's telling an interesting story? Who embodies an interesting story so far?
Well, I'm not interested in the embodiment of the interesting story anymore. I think the embodiment was the old story that we need a champion. And a champion is someone who is the best and the brightest. To the extent, for instance, that Bernie is embodiment now, I think it's in fact through his dishevelment and brokenness. The fact that he becomes stronger after a heart attack, because now we know just how broken he is.
The reporter, Jeff Charlotte, has taken in the Trump rallies, the Sanders rallies. What can you say about the commonalities and the hugest differences?
There's no commonalities. The Trump rallies, we're in trouble. It's so much bigger, so much better organized, so much more joyous. It's a dark joy. It's a troubling joy. They're ecstatic. There is nothing that I have seen on the Democratic side to come anywhere close. And maybe we can build it or grow it, but we better get started. In 2016, I was going to those Trump rallies pretty early on. And I'm like, oh, this is a major force. We're not ready. So I thought I was ready this time when I went. It's so much bigger. It's so much bigger. There is no comparison. I mean, I suppose, except I suppose to say that the definitive marker of a Trump rally, and I think actually another reporter has commented on this now too, is this kind of joy. It's no surprise that we don't have that over on this side. The damage is done. The scars are there. Trumpism happened. It happened. It came to America. It's not going away. Oh, we better move fast or else climate change could happen. No, it's going to happen. It is happening. It's happened. New Hampshire and Vermont. I look at New Hampshire. You want local stories. I'm fascinated by the death of the moose. The moose are going extinct because of ticks. The explosion of the tick population. It's a little too simple, and I'm not the biologist to sort of say climate change and the warming temperature and ticks, but it is part of it is we don't have enough cold nights for the ticks to freeze off the moose anymore. And so you have these great, beautiful creatures covered with thousands and thousands of ticks that used to die off in the winter. It's staggering. Moose being drained of blood and dying. You want a metaphor for the moment? That's it. You want New Hampshire 2020? A moose staggering to its knees, brought down by 1,000 ticks. That's happened. There's no, we're going to restore that. We're going to actually bring back the cold nights to New Hampshire. No, we're not. So how are we going to live with this?
By the way, how are we going to live?
I think through smaller stories. I think through small solidarities is how we're going to live. I think...
Smaller solidarities.
I do. I mean, that sounds sort of like, I suppose, the old back to the lander solution, right? Think local, really local, because that's all you have. I think psychologically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that's what's happening in those fragmented stories that define our lives now, right? Those thousands of little stories. They could either kill us, you know, the fragmentation of everything, or we can say, okay, we're going to find a way to live with this. We're going to find a way to live with this damage after Trump. There's no pretending. There's no delusions. You can't believe in progress anymore. One way or the other, it's always getting better. No, it's not. It could get better. It could get better. You're going to have to do it. I mean, it's the same thing. I get to go back to the noise of democracy to me. How do we live with it? We stop thinking about democracy as something we have because we don't. It's something we could do, you know?
Jeff Charlotte, it's a great treat and gift to hang with you, to tune in on your telling of the story again. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Jeff Charlotte's new book is called This Brilliant Darkness. Thanks also to Dan and Joel Schroth and Kathy Kelly, who served that spaghetti in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, and to all the citizens of the Granite State who took the time to talk with us. We couldn't have done it without the help of Amy Peters this week. Open Source is a proud member of Hub and Spoke, a collective of energetic, idea-driven podcasts. This week, check out the latest episode of the language podcast, Subtitle. Hosts Patrick Cox and Kavita Pillay ask whether people who speak multiple languages have different brains from the rest of us. Look for it at subtitlepod.com and find all the Hub and Spoke shows at hubspokeaudio.org. You can find us, of course, at radioopensource.org. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, join our Patreon community, and toss something in the tip jar for the hardest working team in radio. Our show this week was produced by Connor Gillies and Adam Coleman. George Hicks is our engineer. Mary McGrath is our candidate. I'm Christopher Lydon. Join us next time for Open Source.
Hub
and Spoke. Audio Collective.